This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And don't forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it. Thanks for keeping the country moving along. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also get in the chat room, which is just simply three words on Facebook, The Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. That's the chat room. You can get in over there and opine. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're on Parler, The Captain's America, and our new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. Now, joining us right now, from the undergroundusa.com website, Mr. Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You want to say the pledge?
Sure, why not?
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president made some news yesterday. He was on with Maria Bartiromo with her Sunday Morning Futures program, and he said that it might be difficult for him to get his election fraud allegations heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. First of all, it takes four judges to get it there, expressing doubt about his legal strategy as hopes of overturning the November election, November 3rd election dwindled. Now, he said the problem is it's just hard to get to the Supreme Court.
Well, time was always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a timetable here with certifying the Electoral College in the traditional way.
Yep.
That is not conducive to getting to the Supreme Court unless you have an emergency petition in a district that you can make it in. Right now, the friendly judges are all in the South, so that all hinges on a case in Georgia. Nothing in Pennsylvania, nothing in Michigan, nothing in Wisconsin, or Arizona or Nevada. So it's the time has always been stacked against him. The merits of the case, however, are very, very clear. I mean, you and I could go before the Supreme Court and argue this one with the video evidence that we have and with the evidence that just comes off the Dominion machines, not to mention the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, which are eyewitness testimony to crimes. You know, here we are now starting to see the legalese semantic game being played.
Yeah.
By activist judges who are not looking out for the best interests of the people. And I'm going to call into point this judge that looked at the case in Georgia with the not wiping of the machines. You know damn well that he understands the importance of not wiping those machines and having evidence.
Sure.
You know, of a crime being committed. As a judge, he could have just ordered it. But instead, he played a game, the legalese semantic game, by saying, well, technically you didn't ask the right question, so I'm going to have to deny it. Because no judge wants to be the person that reverses the election going into history like that.
Right.
If, in fact, there's a chance he could fall on the wrong side of history. And that's why we've become a nation of cowards. Because it's time to stand up for the right thing and do the right thing in the face of an obvious wrong, and to have people ducking for cover, and then to have the other side racing to certify for political purposes rather than doing what is right and legal by the people, we should be furious with the way this is going down.
And you mentioned Georgia, but let's bring Pennsylvania into the mix, because on the weekend, a lot of people were very excited about the fact that a friendly Pennsylvania judge had emerged and had said that there was a likelihood that the president's case, he would win his case based on the evidence that he was producing pertaining to the ballots and whatnot. And then that judge was overruled later in the weekend, as a matter of fact, yesterday, by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, who said, nope, not so fast there, little judge, and telling them to stop the count and this, that, and the other, and a certification. So they're back to counting again, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overrode the junior judge.
And dismissed it with prejudice, which is the big thing here, meaning that it can't come back before the court.
Yep.
So now you have to figure out a way around the Supreme Court to get to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to get to the Supreme Court. And again, we should be furious at this. If the idea is to make sure that the election is pure for everyone who casts their ballot, then everybody in this process should be leaning towards transparency and wanting to find out the truth, not standing in the way of looking at the evidence, not standing in the way of preserving evidence. This is unbelievable. Technically, if you're looking at the definition, this is a coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about all of this in that respect, I'm just wondering where we're going to find a friendly judge. I mean, we've had a couple here and there, but they've been, you know, down the line, and then they get overruled. Again, as I mentioned, you have to have four Supreme Court justices agree to hear the case to get it there. They don't have that either yet.
Well, I believe once the question is asked, they'll have four Supreme Court justices, but the question needs to be asked and needs to get to that point. And I'm going to kind of rephrase what you're looking for. You said, where are we going to find a friendly judge? Where are we going to find an honest judge?
There you go. Okay. All right, hold that thought. He said it, not me. Okay. No, it's true. We're going to find an honest judge. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. You know, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. I was in one Saturday up there at Moss Nissan in Newport Richie when I was up there, and the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard with it too, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue before. I've had four in the last 5 years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service too that you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous added value packed feature that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. And with over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will be able to give you the vehicle that you're looking for that other dealerships probably won't have. So, Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Don't forget their Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Nissan and Acura located right there along Florida Avenue, side by side. Visit them online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. All right. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the podcast over there associated with it. Good morning again.
Mr. Captain.
Sidney Powell says the Dominion contracts warrant a criminal probe. This after Fulton County last night had their Dominion machines go down.
Yeah, and who do you think is going to go there to make sure the software is working really well?
Yeah, Dominion.
You know, I'm surprised it's not going to be Eric Coomer himself going down there to make sure that it's so important. I've got to go there to make sure the software is running well. You know, this is beginning to be on the theater of the absurd. That they're even thinking about using Dominion machines again, and that they should be doing a paper ballot vote down there for this with all the problems with Dominion machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea that anybody will be using Dominion machines going forward is stunning. Every single state that uses these things, they should be at the bottom of the Marianas Trench. That's how corrupt that system is. It is the preferred system of despots and tin pot dictators. It's used in Cuba and Venezuela and, mm-hmm. and the Philippines. Come on, people. Are you serious? And then when the machines go down, and we were talking about this over break, they ask the poll watchers to leave the room?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's when the poll watcher should be there. If you've got poll watcher credentials and you're in Georgia, and especially in Atlanta, and they say you have to leave the room, tell them if you touch me, I'm gonna file charges of assault against you. This is when I stay. I'm credentialed. Get away from me.
Right.
Because you're fighting for the survival of the country right now as we know it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now. Sydney, of course, wants to see a criminal probe against Dominion, and I thoroughly agree, but how do we do this? How do we do that?
Well, nothing that she's trying to do right now is going to save the election.
Nope.
Which is probably why she detached from the campaign, because this is a long-term game against Dominion. You know, she's got information from Kraken, which is the 305th Military Intelligence Division. It's not some kind of archaic word she just decided to use to sound like a pirate.
Right.
It's a very serious military intelligence crew that gets exactly the information that she's been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's working with them, and she is a lawyer that is able to navigate the military realms, she's certified to do that, then this is very serious. If what she is supposing is true, and she keeps talking about the servers that were seized in Frankfurt, Germany, if what she and General McInerney and General Flynn are saying can be verified, this is the most serious act of treason that we've ever seen against this country since Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, and again, folks, we're speaking to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the website over there. Check out his articles, too, undergroundusa.com. Now, the other thing, there's another Supreme Court case which also has a bearing on what's going to be happening in 2 years, the next congressional election. They're taking up the census case as the count issues are starting to loom right now. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, you know, right now we saw what happened with the religious liberties case against Cuomo up in New York, going 5-4. So I think there's a good chance that they will go with the spirit of the Constitution as it was written, which obviously meant, you know, the citizens of the United States. Remember, back when the Constitution was written, only landowners were supposed to vote, because they had skin in the game. It was, you know, there were no federal taxes back then to speak of. You know, so there was a certain class that got the vote. So when you were talking about the census, it was recognizing those people, which means citizens of the United States. Over the years, the progressives, who like to say the living Constitution means it means something other than it does, have tried to say, no, it's anybody who exists here. Well, if that's the case, people from traveling from Germany should be counted, who are going back because they're here. You know, so the progressives have really done an insane amount of damage to the gift that the framers left to us. And the idea that half the population in this country thinks they're just quite okay is stunning. And it's time to, if we have to do it in an underground type of fashion, then we should. We need to start teaching U.S. history again as it was meant to be learned, and not the revisionist history that these people are trying to stuff down our throats. Otherwise, we're going to lose the republic within this generation, not for the next generation, but as in our time.
Hmm. Now, the ex-GOP congressman in southern New York, just north of New York City proper, has taken back his congressional seat. That's another plus. In the meantime, in Iowa, we had a congressional Republican who's set to win an election seat there by about 6 votes.
Yeah, you better make sure that vote count stops, otherwise Democrats will find another 50,000 votes in that district. You know, this idea that you can always find votes for the Democrat candidate and never for the Republican candidate. People, really? Are you serious? We could find hundreds of thousands, almost millions of votes only for Democrats after the fact? If you don't think there's something wrong here, then you really shouldn't be voting.
Yeah.
This is beyond ridiculous. And it's time for good people to stand up and defend the Constitution. It's time. And I'm specifically talking to the judges out there who listen. You've got to do something. You are charged with the power to be able to intervene. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't say the power of the people doesn't work, because in New York City, Bill de Blasio, the mayor, is set to reopen the New York City schools on December 7th after he heard from the parents, his words, not mine, loud and clear. And boy, did they go after him.
Well, I'd like those same parents who are going after him to go after his wife and ask where the $850 million is that she lost.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, you want to go after them? Let's go after them for almost $1 billion of what they stole from the taxpayers up in New York City. Let's keep the witch hunt going. You know, let's start going after corrupt elected officials who are bilking things and doing making decisions on your behalf that have nothing to do with what you want.
Yep. Now, we have a situation, and we've only got about 30 seconds, in the Middle East. It looks like as if Iran is going to retaliate against Israel for taking out one of their top nuke scientists. We've got the USS Nimitz, that's a battle group, is in the area, the region again. Israel can take care of themselves, but this is not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. And the fact that they waited to the end and they have high hopes for Biden to be president tells you something. They never would have been doing this if Trump would have won re-election in a landslide.
Nope. Nope. And nope. All right. We will be talking to you on Friday, and I'm sure a lot of what we just talked about will be still in the news.
I'm betting.
All right. We'll see you then.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. That's undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check all the different things that he has to offer, and take advantage of it, too. All right, we'll be right back, and Kathy is going to, well, no, I'll tell you. The number is 877-969-8600. If you want to opine, 877-969-8600. I am coming.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
By the way, they have a 24/7 telephone number if you want to call it. It's 877-245-6707. There's someone there right now that can answer your question. Fair and Fair, that's spelled F-A-R-A-H, fairandfair.com. Their phone number, 877-245-6707. If you have any questions about pending legal action that you might have involving, oh, I don't know, an accident of any type, slip or fall, whatever, that's exactly what they do. Now, Thursday this week, I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. So look forward to seeing you there Thursday. We get there about 11:30, quarter to 12, and we stick around till about 1:30. So stop by, try the Captain's Club while you're down there. And don't forget, Tuesday I'll be at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and we understand that we might have some some radio folks stopping by there to say howdy, howdy to you. So we'll see. I'll let you know as soon as I get a confirmation from a couple of different people. Now, all that being said, they're still doing polls about the president's job approval rating and things like the coronavirus and this, that, and the other. And I'm going to give you some numbers that you won't probably hear anywhere else. So here we go. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49% last week. Not too bad. And with the anti-coronavirus restrictions being reimposed in many areas, Americans are less likely to do any in-person Black Friday shopping this year. By the way, today is Cyber Monday, so there should be a lot of online buying going on right now today. And if you haven't already gotten your emails, my email folder yesterday started to fill up, and I'm going to have to just get rid of a bunch of stuff. Because of some of it is just unbelievable. But anyway, and health officials, by the way, have encouraged Americans not to travel, of course, this Thanksgiving weekend and whatnot to prevent a coronavirus surge. But travel plans appear to be down only slightly. A lot of people were still flying on airplanes and whatnot. And most voters do continue to view big government as a problem and don't want it. And they strongly suspect that more government and higher taxes are on the way with Joe Biden in the White House. Now, that's what people are thinking. Why they voted for Joe Biden is totally beyond me. Who knows? And with Democrats on the brink of one-party rule in Washington, D.C., it's no surprise that they like the idea a lot more than the other voters do. Republicans aren't liking it at all, and Democrats think it's great. By the way, 32% of likely U.S. voters think the country's headed in the right direction. And it's all what it is when it comes to America these days. You can go almost anywhere and see the different reports on the polls that are out there. It's a shame because we can do better. We really can do better. Now, while the media, including Fox News, has been withholding overwhelming evidence of election fraud and putting on a 24/7 continuous blitz that Trump lost and needs to concede, Democrats are announcing their intention to deliver us to a global reset. Now, according to Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post, they've compiled an enemies list. And they make no secret that Trump supporters need re-education. That's what Bernie Sanders' field organization, Kyle Jerk, had to say. Now, this is an operation to destroy this nation as founded, and people are becoming increasingly distressed and are now suspicious that some massive fraud has taken place. And indeed, it has. Now, all added to the fear-mongering from Democrats and the media for a minor pandemic to keep us off balance. Now, there's a way we can fight back, folks. You need to get on the phone lines and call your state representatives first. Tell them we need election reform now, right now. Many states can be called back into session by the governor if they're out, and many of them are, to do whatever needs to be done. We need election reform now. Now, that also goes to the House of Representatives and the Senate as well. Now, they're back home in the district right now, except for, I believe that there's, let's see, what do we got going on there? I think the House is in session today back in Washington, D.C., but it wouldn't hurt to call your congressman or woman either with all of this that's going on. But I definitely would be calling my state representatives and saying, hey, you need to fix this problem, especially in the states where you're still trying to figure out who won. It's a no-brainer, folks. It's a no-brainer. And when Sidney Powell recently told Lou Dobbs on Fox Business that the Kraken was going to be released, it just wasn't a clever quip related to Greek mythology. Miss Powell looked straight at the camera and never blinked. Because, you see, the Kraken is a Department of Defense cyber warfare program designed to track, hack, expose, and acquire evidence of nefarious activity from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And boy, do we have enemies in abundance. The swamp rats in the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, Silicon Valley, and the media, academia, and the leadership, as well as many in the rank and file within the Democratic Party, and their hand puppets, too, BLM and Antifa. Now, the program we're talking about is designed to expose actions by any group wishing to do harm to the United States. The group does not want to do harm in some cases, but just the mere thought that it's out there, that they put the thought out there, it's their attempt and possibly even their intent to overthrow the government and take complete control. And there's no doubt about that. Many people are saying that this is what we got going on now. That's called sedition. And thousands of Dominion servers within the Smartmatic software were built with the ability to drag and drop votes anywhere they wanted. And they were infected with a malware called Quasnatch, allowing unauthorized persons to log into the servers from anywhere in the world. And now along comes Eric Coomer, the voting systems officer of strategy and security for the Dominion systems, a member of Antifa. He's nowhere to be found right now to answer questions. And the servers were originally built for Hugo Chavez, who had every intention of being in power for life. Giuliani's team also talked about the illegal ballots that were produced in abundance, with some that looked like they were never folded to fit in an envelope, which means they just showed up and were run through the machine. You think I'm kidding you? I'm not. The Democratic Party, a major political party in the United States, capable and willing to silence millions of American voters, has done just that to take on an operation of cyber warfare against the United States of this magnitude during a presidential election. It's far beyond disturbing, folks. Comprehensive and beyond sedition. In my opinion, some of this is treason. Time to release the Kraken. Sidney was right. Time to release the Kraken. Unbelievable. These crimes are so egregious, so seditious, so traitorous, as to harm, maybe permanently, the integrity and security of our election systems, the bedrock of our republic. This election just wasn't an election at all, folks. It was an attempt to take over the government of the United States by the deep state and the Democratic Party. And so far, they've done just that. Look around you. All right, we're coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Going to talk about some NFL. Yeah, we got some baseball we're going to talk about, too, there. So don't go anywhere. We shall return. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic Lines and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, so you can get that all done there, too. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So, again, give them a call at 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. They got a great, great, great business going on down there. They know what they're doing. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Exciting weekend in sports in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills up there in upstate New York, where you're originally from, hold on to beat the Los Angeles Chargers 27-7.
They did it before it snowed.
Exciting games. And then the Cleveland Browns came down to Jacksonville, Florida, and held on to win 27-25 against the Jaguars with Mike Glennon at quarterback, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback. And then we had the Arizona Cardinals go out to good old New England.
Mm-hmm.
Gave them a game, but they lost. New England held on there to win 20-17. So Bill Belichick's still trying to salvage the season and make some things happen. But in that same division, the Miami Dolphins went up to New York and played at East Rutherford, New Jersey, there at the Meadowlands, and beat the Jets 20-3.
Yep.
The Miami's defense just shut down.
And the bearded one was a quarterback, right?
Mr. Ryan Fitzpatrick came in to start at quarterback because Tua, the Dolphins quarterback drafted out of the University of Alabama, was injured last week. And he came in relief and almost won the game for him last week. This week he managed the team to a 20-3 victory.
Mm-hmm.
Then in a very stunning game, Captain, the Las Vegas Raiders go to Atlanta, and everybody thought that the Raiders would put it on Atlanta, and it was the other way around. Atlanta won 43-6. The Raiders, every time they got into the red zone, could not put the ball in the end zone, and Atlanta just kept moving the ball and making plays. And very, very stunning. Very stunning game there.
Wow.
45-26, that score was the Tennessee Titans against the Indianapolis Colts. They came out just playing unbelievable football. Derrick Henry had a career day, 3 touchdowns, over 150 yards rushing, just played very well for them. And then the Carolina Panthers should have beaten the Minnesota Vikings, Captain. It was 28-27. Field goal at the end did not go through for the Panthers. So Minnesota holds on to win to try to stay alive in the wild card race in NFC. And then the New York Giants went into Cincinnati and won 19-17. And now they lead the NFC East with 4 wins. Who would think that? 4 wins and you're leading the division, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
But that division's not exactly playing up to snuff. And then New Orleans went out to Denver. Denver didn't have a starting quarterback, Captain. It all came down with COVID-19 in the QB meeting room. They had to put a wide receiver and a running back in what's called the shotgun formation, Wildcat. Back in the day, it was called the single wing offense. And they just couldn't muster anything, and they got beat 31-3 by the New Orleans Saints. The Denver Broncos went down. Then, in a very exciting game, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 23-20. And that was a back-and-forth game, defensive struggles, defensive touchdowns. Very, very unique game, to say the least, but fun for somebody to watch. And then the game of the day, as they call it, Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady.
Yep.
Kansas City Chiefs win 27-24. Patrick Mahomes has a career day. Tariq Hill has a career day. Over 200 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. That's just crazy. And, stats for one game. In the first half, even they got most of those, Captain. So that's where that game ended up. With Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, those are 2 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl over the last 2 years. So that's how that game went down. And then in the last night's game, Aaron Rodgers is just playing fantastic for the Green Bay Packers. They won 41-25 over the Bears. They had to go with Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback again. Nick Foles wasn't feeling well. Except that's sorry, Ken. Ken thought the Bears would lose, and so did a lot of Chicago Bear fans. They just aren't in it this year like they were hoping to be. They've had a lot of injuries, though, the Chicago Bears, so you have to take that into account, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight we have the Green Bay Packers. The Seattle Seahawks will be playing against the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Green Bay game was, exciting last night. A lot of scoring, Captain, 41-25. But I don't know how this Seattle-Philadelphia game is going to go. We'll see what Russell Wilson can do. We'll see how Carson Wentz gets this Philadelphia offense going tonight. That game starts at 8:15. And then because of the COVID-19, Captain, we're going to have a Tuesday night game, the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're undefeated, Captain, so
yeah,
that should be a great game tomorrow. And that'll finish out the week 12. We really only have, most teams only have 4 games left, and that's going to be it for this season. And now, if we keep getting these COVID issues and problems, we might go from 7 playoff teams to 8. But we'll see how that works out. So,
how about
pretty much a wrap up on the
how about college? And then real quick, we'll get into some baseball talk here.
Yeah, college pretty much stayed status quo, Captain, this week. Clemson won like they were supposed to. Notre Dame,
Alabama.
And, you know, all the big teams are staying right where they need to be. Florida won. That's going to be the big discussion. You know, if the Big Ten doesn't finish out their season, does Ohio State get an opportunity to play in the Big Ten championship? Are they going to play enough games? How is this playoff format going to work in college football? People were hoping they would expand to 8 teams and make it a round robin.
Okay.
But it looks like they're going to stay at the 4, Captain.
All right, now let's
And then last but not least.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Little baseball action.
Yeah.
You know, the Tampa Bay Rays, Kevin Cash, we mentioned it a little bit, the manager of the year. We didn't go big on it because people were down on him. And the reason they were down on him is because he pulled out Blake Snell in the World Series. And Blake Snell's looking to leave. Chad Morton has left. So, you know, that's why sometimes the captain and I don't talk about some things on the air, not to be negative, just to tell it like it is. So anyway, just want to get that out there to everybody. And we're going to see what that transpires with the Rays and how hockey and basketball are going to start getting into the thick of things here later on this month and early in January. And then, Captain, just want to thank you for letting me be on the show, letting everybody know that it's Medicare season. We have 1 week left. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. I can help you out with your Medicare options, just like I've helped out the captain and a lot of our friends.
Okay, okay.
God bless and have a wonderful week. Thanks, Cap.
Thank you, Patrick, and we appreciate that. And that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And you can hear his program, The Sports Zone, with Jason, the JP, as he likes to call himself, and with Mr. Scott, as he likes to call himself, the brain. We'll call him the brain. Scott's the brain. on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. No, those guys, they put a good program together. So there you go. Now, keep in mind, today and tonight, there's a lot of things that are going to be transpiring here. We're just getting to the tail end of the lawsuits and the challenges and legal this and illegal that. We'll see what the president can or can't do. It's getting down to the nitty gritty. And you got to ask yourself this question, folks. Where do we go from here if the president isn't the president? Where do we go from here if Donald Trump is not the president and it becomes the former president? And let's say that he announces he's going to run for re-election in 2024 up against Biden. He's going to go up against Biden again or whoever. I somehow don't think Biden will be in the White House in 2024. I think Kamala Harris will be the person. We'll see. By the way, Biden broke 2 bones in the middle of his foot over the weekend playing with his dog. Huh. They'll have a boot cast on for about 4 to 6 weeks. We'll see how that works out. Okay. See you tonight on a Radidio. Have yourself a great day doing whatever you have to got to do. Be safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.